Hi, this is your host and project team, Josh Garverick, and today we're going to be looking at the Visual Studio Online Extension Project Template, which is an add-in for Visual Studio. You can download the extension template directly from the Visual Studio Gallery, or you can install it directly from Visual Studio itself by going to Tools, Extensions, and Updates. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact the extension author, which is me. And you can do that either in the comments section or via the Visual Studio Gallery directly. Without further ado, we're going to jump right into Visual Studio, take a look at installing the extension, and creating your first project. In order to create a new Visual Studio Online Extension project, we'll need to install the extension template first. If we go to Tools, Extensions and Updates, and we go to Online, we can search for VSO, and you'll find the Visual Studio Online Extension Project Template. So we're going to download this. Install it. And restart Visual Studio. Now that we've installed the extension template, we can create a new project. Which will be found under the TypeScript projects. And there is our Visual Studio Online extension. We'll call this extension test. And I'm just going to change that to my D drive. Now you notice it generated a lot of code for you. You've got some initial CSS. You've got an image folder where you can find the logo ping file. This you can replace with whatever logo you'd like to use for your Visual Studio Online extension. Under SDK, under scripts, you'll find the VSS SDK, which is the base SDK for Visual Studio Online extensions. Under scripts, you have a starter app.ts file, which is going to give you the basic guts of a Hello World application that you can use for your Visual Studio Online extension. It's important to note that there's a ref folder immediately under here. And in here, you're going to find a couple of typings, one for jQuery, one for Knockout, one for Q, which gives you your promise interfaces, and the VSS typing. This allows you to get IntelliSense and interface typing for any of the VSS SDK items, as well as the TFS items, such as the work item tracking HTTP client, if you were going to use that RESTful client to get any work item information. It also ties into things like the data extensions, the document service, and things like that. Index.html is just a very basic markup page. As you can see, there's nothing too much going on in here. A couple of important settings to notice that when you start up your extension, you can tell it whether or not to use the module loader, which essentially is telling it to use AMD modules or just loading up plain old JavaScript. And if you do use the module loader, telling it where to find the scripts. Your VSS Ready is going to be pre-populated with a require statement, which tells it to go pull the app.js file, which gets generated from your TypeScript file. And then you just pass in the app variable. And from there, you can tell it what to do. There's also a README file in here. So it'll give you a little bit of an overview as far as what this extension's supposed to do and some of the main features of it. It also links out to a couple of examples on MSDN and GitHub. It also gives you an example VSS extension.json file, which is going to be your extension manifest. And this is where you can fill in your ID, the version of your extension, name, description, base URI, which is important because you'll need to set a base URI for Visual Studio Online to be able to find your extension. It's going to give the publisher, which you can establish with Visual Studio Online. It refers to the default logo, which is under that img/logo.png file. You can create tags, categories, and then finally you get into the area known as contributions. Now this is covered in a bit more detail online with the MSDN documentation samples, but this essentially tells the extension where it needs to show up in Visual Studio Online in order to be used. So it can be anything from a web action to a menu item to a grid item, any number of things. And you can pare this down to whatever specific number of contributions you need to use for this.